This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's a town out in, well, I guess city, in California that is going to be watching your social media posts. They're launching a controversial program surrounding that. Also on the way here tonight, the story I promised on Saturday night, or we teased, about nursing homes, senior centers, being the sites of bullying. Apparently people just didn't grow out of that after high school, and it's going on when you're in your 70s, 80s, and 90s as well. Joining you in the studio tonight, though, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Melanie, we're going to start with you, though, with a story about the police and a last-ditch, desperate attempt on the part of one police boss man of some sort to intimidate people into not wanting to have cannabis legalization or any kind of cannabis decriminalization, because if you do, he's going to have to kill your dog.
Well, no, he's going to... The police do like killing your dog, but they're going to kill their dogs this time.
Oh, they're going to kill their
Apparently
own dogs?
Apparently they ran out of your dogs and are now going to kill their dogs.
So the threat is, if you legalize marijuana, or is this just medical? Is this for full-on legalization threat? Or?
It didn't say, so I bet it makes me inclined to believe it's recreational.
So if you legalize marijuana in Illinois, they're going to kill their own dog. Like, remember the meme with the gun next to the dog's head? And there's usually different, you know, wording, like, if you don't join our thing, then the dog gets it. This is kind of like that, but in reverse. If you pass this law, we're going to ice our own dogs.
Wait a second. Does that mean they shoot all the officers on the narco squad, too?
Good question. Let's
get into the story. Human cops, they can apparently reassign. Dogs are magic and can't be reassigned.
Right. I'll reassign one of those dogs. Bring them to my house.
Well, tell us more about the story. Where's it coming from, by the way?
So this is The Watch. They had it some other places. But so the, Illinois was recently debating, it does say recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm. As many states are. I mean, now there's, what, 8 or 9, I think, different political jurisdictions in the United States that have recreational?
Yeah, there's a few.
Mm-hmm. At least 8 of them. And then I think if you count D.C., it's probably up to 9.
So they first said, well, hey, you know, we can't do this because if we legalize marijuana, then we'll have to, you know, officers will lose their jobs, which is, interestingly, the reason why drug prohibition started was to keep all the jobs from alcohol prohibition.
Really?
So then they were like, well, wait, no, we mean instead, and no, nobody cares. And they were like, well, you know, then we'd have to retrain them.
And the officers. The human officers.
The dog officers.
Oh, the dog officers.
Because they're trying to alert on marijuana and other things, so they can't alert on marijuana anymore.
Exactly.
Not that, by the way, that works ever, if you look into those stats, but in theory.
The police dog sniffs are incredibly unreliable.
Right. Mostly because, not because the dog is unreliable, but because the dog wants to please the handler.
Sure.
So if the handler believes that something is in a particular package, the dog will alert. However, the dog is pretty effective when the handler isn't around. Mm. So it's not to say the dog can't smell drugs, because the dog can smell drugs real good. The problem is that dogs have 50,000 years of evolution trying to make people happy, even ones that work for organized crime syndicates.
Yeah, the dog doesn't know that it's an evil person, because they're in a lot of ways more so trained to alert than they are to detect. But yeah, so then nobody apparently cared about having to retrain the dogs, and so one of the canine handlers came out and said, well, actually, the dogs are untrainable. These are magic dogs, apparently. They can't be trained to do anything other than alert on marijuana, and so therefore, if you legalize marijuana, we will have to euthanize them.
Is there an actual quote from this guy? I mean, I appreciate the summary, but I'm curious to know, like, are they saying they couldn't just retire the dog? They couldn't just send the dog with some family that wants to take care of it?
I think what they, you know, they just have us believe that if you legalize marijuana, we're going to have to kill our dogs. I mean, what else would he have said it for?
There is somewhere, but it's not in this yeah. one.
I don't buy it. I don't think it's true.
What, that he said it?
That I think that he said it because it's a desperate attempt to try to turn people against one of the most sensible political proposals that's out there right now, which is to legalize marijuana and to end the war on that particular drug. Now, we'd like to see the war on drugs ended entirely, and that means across the board, you name it, heroin, you know, cocaine, whatever, it all needs to end, and all those products need to be able to be sold in the marketplace by people who want to sell them to people who want to buy them. But this proposal is incredibly reasonable. We haven't heard any stories from any other state, by the way, of mass dog executions as far as the right. police departments are concerned in California, in Oregon, in Washington, Colorado, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont now, and D.C. Am I missing one?
It's obviously a tactic to pull at your heartstrings. And, you know, it's would only be tried by a manipulator of the highest order. Like this person, before saying this, should be investigated. However, going on with that, I mean, just to think about it, where are the retired police dogs that are getting, put to sleep? Besides these other states that have legalized marijuana, what's happening here? This doesn't make any sense. I know that there are organizations that will allow you to adopt a retired police dog.
Are there? Because I always thought they went to live with their handler.
Usually, that's the case. Their handler gets first shot at it.
But if they don't want the dog.
And if for whatever reason their handler can't handle keeping a dog, even though they've kept a dog for years.
So they don't kill that dog. If the handler says, you know what, I don't want Buddy, you can keep him. Right. They'll find somebody else. They don't have to just put a bullet in its head or use.
There are organizations that will place Buddy.
Uh-huh.
But I have never heard of a police dog being put to sleep because it was being retired.
Well, let's just pretend for a second that you can't untrain a dog to alert on weed. That's not really that big of a problem in a dog. Like, the dog is not the one going and caging people and holding people down and shitting people.
The dog
just jumps excitedly at the car. So let's say you had a dog that every time you brought home a bag of weed, jumped excitedly. I feel like you could handle that without killing the dog.
Well, yeah, I mean, before you even saying that, I was thinking if they let the people know, if legalization happens in Illinois, and the police department of, Marion County or whatever says that they needed to have their dog adopted, I imagine there would be no shortage of volunteers who would step up to adopt that dog from within the weed community. It would not be hard.
Yeah, there's people who would think that was cool.
Right. Who wouldn't want to rescue the former drug dog and have him hanging out at your house and that's a good dog?
It's not just drug dogs. There's all kinds of different canines used for all kinds of different
stuff.
But
they're saying they would put to sleep or the kill in some way the drug dog specifically.
It's true. Okay. MissionCanineRescue.org. Just
so
in
this
case
guy's
you want to know.
Just straight up lying. I mean, there's
this
no
is
way.
Just
this
straight up lying. Yeah. I mean, he's saying that he wouldn't take the time to allow Mission Canine Rescue to come and take these dogs.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But this is interesting because it really does show how they have no argument at this point. I mean, he doesn't even feel like trotting out the old canards against marijuana, you know, the idea that it's going to grow hair on your palms or make men grow breasts or, you know, all the paranoid claptrap that they've been trotting out, that it's going to corrupt, white women, make them have sex with black people. I mean, all the old lies that they've trotted out over the years.
It's going to destroy the paper industry is what it's going to do.
Is that one of them?
That was the real reason. That was not the argued reason.
Right, that was why Hearst was against cannabis, right? William Randolph Hearst, the old newspaper man.
That's why all the higher-ups were against cannabis. They just said what they needed to say to keep the populace happy.
It happens all the time.
But he's not even trying the old, excuses for prohibition. He's just going straight to, we're going to kill some animals. I mean, that's how desperate they are. That's how pathetic.
Keep weed legal or we kill the puppies. Yeah,
that's right. That's what it's come down to.
Nuts.
It's a meme. 855-450-free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the knife war in Great Britain. You know, they already banned guns. Now apparently they're cracking down on knives. And a man with a potato peeler has been arrested. Mark's got the story coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and there's our Skype username as well. where you can call in at Skype username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request there first if you've never done that before, and then we'll approve you, and you'll be good to go to call there. Oh, and there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can hop into over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you here tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Coming up here in about a month, ForkFest 2018. There's a bit of a buzz, I would say, about ForkFest. I don't know if it's going to be hundreds of people, but maybe we can hit 100 this year. It's year number two for this decentralized camping festival that is happening at Rogers Campground. It's the largest campground in all of New Hampshire, and it's incredibly beautiful, nestled in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's happening June 14th through the 18th. And a lot of folks are popping into the chat room, some folks in the forum. There's all this is unofficial. There's unofficial chat rooms, unofficial forums. There's no organizers. There's no there's no board of directors. There's no tickets to be sold. Now, you do have to still register your campsite with the campground, obviously. But beyond that, there's basically no organization, which means that you have to decide what you're going to do. Are you just going to go hang out with other people and other libertarians and camp out? You can do that. That's easy. Or maybe you want to create something for people to do while they're there. Maybe you want to cook for people. Maybe you want to do what Daryl's doing. He's creating some athletic events, and then he's going to throw a party that same night. There's going to be a wedding on one of the days during ForkFest. So what's going to happen is really all completely up to you. So head over to ForkFest.party. You can link over to the forums and that sort of thing there. And once again, it's ForkFest, F-O-R-K, ForkFest.party, June 14th through the 18th. We are 1 month away already, and that's going to be here before you know it. Coming up here tonight, we still have the senior citizens suffering from bullying. That's apparently still a thing at age 80. But, Melanie, you did find a couple of quotes or something else that you wanted to share from this ridiculous, outrageous story where the police in Illinois, at least one, you know, some police officer of a high rank, has stated they're going to have to kill their police dogs if cannabis is legalized in Illinois.
Yeah, so then this is from the Pantograph, which seems to maybe be the original source.
Okay.
Chad Larner, training director of the Canine Training Academy in Macon County, dismissed the idea of retraining dogs, saying it would amount to, quote, extreme abuse to change their mindset. Canines are... Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's extreme abuse, but pretty much if a dog is, you know, taught to alert on one particular thing, it's going to be a bit of a difficult thing to train them, especially if they're an older dog. But
police dogs are generally only trained for one purpose. So there's right. drug dogs, and then there's, like, body dogs.
Right.
So there are two different types of training.
Police attack dogs.
Right, but if you yeah. still want them to alert on cocaine or LSD or heroin or whatever, I could see how that would be challenging. But yeah. So if you've had a dog who's been doing this for, you know, 10 years, then maybe you just retire. It's not like they don't retire dogs ever.
Sure.
It's not like these dogs all stay whatever the human equivalent of 20 is forever and no. just live forever and never die. Like,
I imagine
they have
their service range
to do with retired dogs.
Yeah, I imagine they have a certain service age range that they probably are done with by the time they're no older than 10 would be my guess.
Yeah, like, you're not going to bring out, like, a limping dog that, right. you know, can't stand up to go yeah. sniff a car. That's ridiculous. Canines are rewarded for successfully alerting to the presence of narcotics, which weed is not, and they continue to train regularly with their handlers for a suggested minimum of 16 hours a month. In addition, there is no guarantee the dogs will be broken of their original training, contradicting the main priority for canine handlers. That's probably true, but that's kind of your problem.
Now, is this the article saying that, or is that a quote from one of these officers? Because what I'm looking
from
for is
Chad Larner.
And who is he again?
The training director of the K-9
okay.
unit.
Got it.
And then he says, we do not want to subject innocent citizens or motorists who travel through Illinois to unlawful search and seizures. That is our main priority. So he's just making sure that the search and seizures, they still want to do them. They just want them to be legal because they don't want to subject you to an illegal search and seizure when their drug dog alerts.
Oh, they're so concerned about that.
Yeah.
The officers out there. Yeah, so they're so concerned about what's legal and illegal when it comes to searches.
Yeah, I bet they cry themselves to sleep every night that uh-huh. they search somebody's bag that doesn't have any weed in it.
Which is why we've actually seen on multiple occasions undercover video of police officers actually admitting when they didn't realize they were being recorded, they thought they were in private with their other cohorts, but admitting to planting drugs or admitting to planning to plant drugs and, you know, admitting to completely fabricating the results of a search. I mean, these things happen. They happen often enough that some officers have been caught saying those things on video.
You know, those are just some bad eggs.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
And if Walmart had that many bad eggs, the health department would probably shut them down.
I just wonder what happens when the other police officers hear them saying these things, because oftentimes that's who they're talking to.
They were, yes.
But I don't see any arrests of those officers that are planning what amount. It's a felony, right, to plant drugs on somebody?
I forget which department it was, but there was one story recently where one guy did, I think, deserve some credit for essentially pushing back against a officer.
He said something, did he?
Yeah, he did say something.
He didn't use the power of his badge to
arrest
his cohort.
No.
He just pushed back.
You do that, we say something about it, because that's all we, practically speaking, can do. I mean, I'm not going to go die over it.
Of course, the officer was probably smart enough to know that he was being recorded by the very same officer's chest camera that she had on that was rolling during the entire encounter. So maybe he wouldn't have said anything had they been off the record.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you don't. And if you're talking about the story, I think you're talking about down in Louisiana.
Maybe it was.
In a parking lot.
Yeah, it was in a parking lot of a gas station.
Yeah. That struck me as a setup more than anything else.
You think they were setting the officer up?
The other cops? Not necessarily those cops in particular, but that just struck me as a setup.
Because in that case, there was a truck that had been parked in that parking lot overnight. The Speedway operators or the manager or whatever had called the police. They had come out there, and the female officer wanted to cook up a story as to justifying it. I think it was a false illegal search. So I'm not sure. Who are you saying was set up in that case?
The cop who was on film saying, we write the reports.
Yeah, she was basically saying they were going to falsify evidence against these people to justify an illegal search. But are you saying that the people in the truck were internal affairs and they were undercover cops?
No, they don't need that much. Somebody there obviously was probably, if it wasn't set up, obviously somebody there was probably in on it, especially the people who were like, nope. Or maybe they just knew that she was not liked by whoever the higher-ups were at the time.
So,
that looked to me like a setup. I mean, that I don't really have evidence.
I can't
of that.
Say I agree. I mean, it looked like a random occurrence of somebody parked in a parking lot and they called a cop. She was the one who happened to respond, and she's corrupt, like so many of them are. And so she came up and cooked up a story and was about ready to implement it.
All the cops there to disagree that adamantly on something that you kind of will get in trouble for if you get caught doesn't make sense.
It makes sense because the officer that was disagreeing was on video, and he doesn't want to get caught up in something illegal like that. There's more coming up here, 855-453, or maybe they don't like her. Who knows? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username, LRN.FM. The Discord is discord.lrn.fm. And those are different ways for you to get on the air with us. And the us includes me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to get some of the latest Bitcoin and cryptocurrency-related news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. It's a great site that is updated regularly with fresh content from around the Bitcoin world. Go to news.bitcoin.com. And there's more there at bitcoin.com, including the Bitcoin mining pool and different ways you can buy Bitcoin as well. So once again, that's bitcoin.com. As we continue here, whether you want to talk about the ridiculous war on drugs that continues to just reach new levels of absurdity with police in Louisiana. We were talking about Louisiana, but Illinois in this particular case threatening to kill their own dogs.
Potentially.
If legalization happens, is what he is saying. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's total fear-mongering, and this is really all they've got left to try to continue the insanity of drug prohibition, which hopefully we are on the cusp of bringing to a close here in this country. In fact, maybe the next big step is on the way. I've got a related story here from thedailybeast.com, and that is advocates in Oregon and Denver are now pushing ballot measures to allow possession of mushrooms, that is to say, the illegal kind of mushrooms. As new research is showing, it might be useful in treating depression and anxiety. Story is fresh from thedailybeast.com in the last week. In Oregon and Denver, where marijuana is legal for recreational use, activists are now pushing toward a psychedelic frontier, magic mushrooms. Groups in both states are sponsoring ballot measures that would eliminate criminal penalties for possession of mushrooms whose active ingredient, psilocybin, can cause hallucinations, euphoria, and changes in perception. They point to research showing that psilocybin might be helpful for people suffering from depression or anxiety. In fact, I know somebody who has been experimenting with mushrooms for depression and other psychedelics with what they call microdosing, meaning that the person takes an amount of these products that would not cause a psychedelic reaction, so to speak. So just whatever below that threshold is what is considered a microdose. With LSD, they say it's like a tenth of a typical dose. I'm not sure what a microdose on magic mushrooms is. It may be a little bit more than a tenth because, LSD is much more potent than mushrooms are.
I sort of feel like magic mushrooms fit into a category of what they call drugs that I don't feel are actually drugs. I feel like if you take something in its natural form and you don't process it, and I don't mean hanging something upside down till it dries. I mean, that's to me, that's not processing it. That it's not really a drug. You know, it's just a plant. Or
it's not a pharmaceutical drug.
A magic mushroom is not a plant. It's a fungus. But, it's not a drug requires some level of processing more, some extraction. You know what I mean?
You can extract.
Most recreational drugs that I'm aware of, which may or may not mean anything, have a natural form that's just as mind-altering. I mean, it's not all from Pfizer. Like, I don't know
the natural form for MDMA?
I don't know.
It doesn't exist. Acid doesn't exist, I don't think, in a natural form, but it was
heroin
synthesized, I think.
Well, heroin is just opioids.
It's some kind of...
It's just opium, and opium is a plant.
Extracted...
But you're not going to get the same effect from chewing on poppy seeds or whatever as you are from injecting
heroin. I've had those bagels, and it doesn't do that, I think.
I
don't know what it does.
Especially, if I had to go get a job drug test, afraid to eat.
No, but I see what you're saying.
I've heard that you should not do that.
And maybe that's...
The drug testing company told me that I should not do that.
So I see what you're saying, Mark, and maybe that's one of the reasons why they're working on magic mushrooms next, because it seems like the next easiest thing from cannabis. In fact, I believe it's Professor David Nutt, which is a great last name for somebody, but David Nutt from the UK, who was a drug warrior who has... in the last decade or two or whatever, changed sides and has come out against the war on drugs. When he published his study there's a chart that he made, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but I believe magic mushrooms were down at the very bottom of the chart. Like, what the chart is ranking the drugs at is their how harmful they are to the individual and to society. So there's two different colored bars on each column of the chart. So one bar is for the harm to the individual, the other bar is for harm to society. And so with those two numbers brought together, they have the final total for each one of the more popular drugs out there. And alcohol and heroin, I forget which order, but alcohol and heroin were one and two, and they were like neck and neck in competition with one another. And then magic mushrooms or psilocybin was down at the very other end of the chart as far as the least harmful drug known to man.
So
less harmful than marijuana.
I'm wondering what is low as far as harm to an individual, but high as far as harm to society.
Well, I can pull up the chart, Mark.
I can hardly imagine.
Yeah, I don't have it pulled up in front of me right now, and I apologize for that. But if you want to look
you were talking about it.
Yeah, if you want to look for David Nutt, and that's Nutt with two T's, and then chart, I bet that would probably pull it up. But, quote, we don't want individuals losing their freedom over something that's natural and has health benefits, said Kevin Matthews, the campaign director of the working group to decriminalize magic mushrooms in Colorado's capital. So apparently this is not for all of Colorado. This is just in Denver. And then also, I guess, for the entire state of Oregon, the recent failure of a nationally publicized campaign to decriminalize hallucinogenic mushrooms in California may not portend well for the psilocybin advocates in Oregon and Denver, though their initiatives are more limited than California's. The proposal in the Golden State would have decriminalized sales and transportations of magic mushrooms, not just possession. The proposed Denver law would apply only to that city, while in Oregon, mushroom use would be allowed only with the approval of a physician and under the supervision of a registered therapist.
So I've got the chart here.
Yeah.
So, for instance, methamphetamine is very high with harm to users. It appears to be among the highest harm to users, right up with heroin and crack cocaine, very similar. But harm to others seems to be very, very low.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Whereas heroin and crack cocaine are significantly higher as far as societal harm.
I wonder why that would be. Because you would
the
think
highest
all of
harm
us
to society is alcohol, with a lower harm to the user.
And some of these probably have external factors that are hard to separate. So if heroin costs more than meth, you're going to have more harm to society because of the artificially high price.
Does heroin cost more than meth?
I don't know.
But
then something like alcohol maybe is only more harmful than, you know, crack because of the prevalence. So that those things aren't necessarily inherent to the drug themselves,
yeah,
but also kind of difficult to pull apart when you're analyzing it.
But either way, look at the back end of the chart. Where's magic mushrooms or psilocybin? It will be listed as one.
Magic mushrooms is at the very end with basically the lowest harm to the individual and no harm registered to society.
Yeah.
And it's several of them are very similar to this. So, you know, more or less, I don't know what this
can
word is.
It?
Buprenorphine.
I don't know how you pronounce that one either.
LSD, ecstasy, anabolic steroids, cot, butane. I thought it was for lighters.
yeah, I didn't know butane was a drug. Either people are doing butane. Weird things with lighters, or there's another chemical with
like
the same
huffing,
name.
Like huffing, I guess?
wow.
Methadone. Yeah.
Who knew?
Methadone.
Apparently butane huffing is popular enough to make it onto the list of harmful drugs.
Ketamine.
Now we're in the mid. We're in the middle. Where are we at now? We're at the
almost.
Chart.
Almost. We're getting to close to 2/3 back up. And GHB, okay. All is basically harm to the individual and very little recognizable harm to society.
I wonder why that is. But either
cannabis
way.
Has a, you know, significantly more harm to others. You know,
whatever
than the rest
means.
Of these. Yeah, whatever that might mean.
But either way, magic mushrooms down at the bottom of that chart, meaning the least harmful of all drugs according to that study.
The one that you can do that will harm society the most and you the least is alcohol.
855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live, but that'll kill you too.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just 2 of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the potential of the city of Denver and now also the state of Oregon to possibly on their next ballot or in upcoming ballots have ballot measures that would legalize the use of medicinal mushrooms. You've heard of medicinal marijuana. Now it's medicinal mushrooms. And, of course, as we've reported here on Free Talk Live over the years, there have been some very interesting studies that have shown that psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, can absolutely do some amazing things for people with serious issues such as PTSD, for instance, and depression, anxiety, that kind of thing. So they're looking at some potential ballot measures. By the way, with you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And if you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. How would you vote on this measure if it came up? Are there people out there who want to keep magic mushrooms illegal? And if so, why? Would love to hear from you. 855-450-3733. If you're a drug warrior, you know, you're going to have to defend yourself very soon because magic mushrooms.
That sounded like something I would say, and it taken out of context.
Well, I meant mentally, they're going to have to defend themselves. The magic mushroom users are not going to attack you generally. They're very
peaceful people.
Most drug warriors aren't drug warriors at all. They're drug cowards. They just shout
for other people to do
it.
The DEA agents and the cops are. There's then also their supporters. They're really not at war with the drug users
or the drug dealers because the drug dealers generally aren't shooting back.
That's correct. Yeah, is it really a war if the other side doesn't fight back?
Go to Mexico. There you got a drug war.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, the Skype username is lrn.fm, or there's our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. Now, in Oregon, according to thedailybeast.com, the advocates do face a steep climb to qualify their measure for the ballot because statewide initiatives typically require hiring paid petition gatherers, according to political analysts there. But still, familiarity with recreational marijuana, and Oregon, of course, has been on board with legal cannabis since 2015, and it had medical since prior to that. I'm not sure what year they got medical in, but, you know, most states go medical before they go recreational. And so they're hoping that familiarity with recreational cannabis will soften up the voters and the opponents of drug decriminalization. Well, I don't expect the opponents will be softened up, but the voters might very well be willing to make this particular move. And it'll be very interesting if this actually happens in one place. The Oregon and Denver activists...
We never thought it was going to happen in places like Colorado or Washington either, and it did.
Who never thought it would happen?
Well,
cannabis legalization.
Yeah, cannabis legalization. It looks real easy from, you know, now, but it was kind of a touch and go kind of thing back in the day when we were looking at that particular issue. This could very well happen, and, you know, we don't know.
Taking mushrooms can lead to nausea, panic attacks, and rarely paranoia and psychosis.
It would definitely lead to nausea from what I understand.
But they generally are considered safer and less addictive than other illegal street drugs. Even so, Paul Hudson, professor of pharmacy at the University of Wisconsin, who's conducted psilocybin research, says he's wary of the drive for decriminalization. He says psilocybin isn't safe for some people, particularly those with paranoia or psychosis.
Which is true of all substances.
Is all really? I mean,
well, I mean, if you like aspirin? Read a bottle of Tylenol, it's like you shouldn't use this if, and then there's some like really weird, rare stuff. So yeah, not all drugs are for all people. That's
sure.
Not the standard, though.
Yeah, that much is true. Not all drugs are for all people. Hudson said, quote, "I reject the idea that this is a natural progression from medical marijuana." He said, noting the safety of pot is much better established. Mushrooms, he added, quote, are very, very potent medicines that are affecting your mind. In the proper setting, they're safe. But in an uncontrolled fashion, I have grave concerns. Well, guess what, dummy? The proposal isn't to have uncontrolled legalization of mushrooms, although I'd support that, too. The proposal, in Oregon at least, is to have this in a therapeutic setting administered by a professional.
Which, again, is true of all mental health drugs. Like,
yeah.
There probably are, but the recommended use of, like, Wellbutrin isn't just like, go take random amounts of Wellbutrin on the weekend. Like, that's not how you do it. That's
you
not
do it
how
under the direction of a professional.
It's going to be treated.
Right.
It's going to be treated like every other psychological drug.
Yeah. And, by the way, if this actually happens, if this becomes legal, you're not going to see a doctor giving somebody a bunch of mushroom caps to eat. They have more professional ways to deliver psilocybin than just growing some mushrooms in some poop and, you know, plucking them out and randomly throwing, you know.
Wait, that works?
Throwing them on a scale. And because, you know, when you're dealing with magic mushrooms, the size, the way you're looking at these things, it doesn't necessarily, just because you've got a big old mushroom in your hands doesn't necessarily mean that it has as much psilocybin in it as a mushroom that's smaller, for instance. So, like, you don't know. You can put the mushrooms on a scale and you can weigh them, but that still doesn't tell you how much psilocybin is actually in that mushroom. You have no idea. And, of course, if you eat, you know, the cap versus the stem, then that could, you know, have a different effect. So, again, the actual professional distribution of a product like this would probably be in a more liquidized form, I guess you could say, where they've extracted the psilocybin and they've made it easier to dose than to have to. Because if you've ever done magic mushrooms before, you know.
I have not.
Really? Never?
No.
You know that they. Melanie?
No.
No. Okay. So they are not very tasty.
Apparently Ian has.
Yes. Oh, yes, I have. And I have had psychosis as a result of it.
You've certainly had psychosis.
Yeah.
I've taken you to the hospital for it.
No, that wasn't that time, though. It was a different time.
But that was a different substance.
Oh, that's great.
From that story.
Yeah, that was sleep deprivation, the hospital time. But,
wonderful.
But anyway.
Lovely stories. I gotta say, they really, they aren't a, you know, a colossal inconvenience to me at all.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. Well, in that case, it was mushrooms that were way stronger than I thought they were, and I had done a half dose. Like, I was told they were strong, so like, oh, we'll cut this down to, or maybe I did a quarter dose. Anyway, I did a bit, well, I considered to be a reasonable dose, but my God, they were the strongest mushrooms I'd ever eaten.
At what point are you gonna decide that what you consider reasonable isn't reasonable anymore?
Well, it usually
maybe
works.
Maybe you need to make a decision in
this
your life.
This is part of the black market. This is what you get in the black market is you get doses of drugs that are not what you expect them to be.
So it's someone else's fault. All right.
Yeah. Well, no, it's no one's fault. It's the fault of the fact that prohibition exists.
Not because, your fault.
Well, but at the same time, you know that you're getting an unreliable dose or an unknown
right.
dose of a product.
That's why I took like
you
a fraction
that
of it.
Going in. So, I mean, Mark kind of does have a point there, whereas, okay, you don't know what dose this is,
I did
and
know,
you eat it anyway.
Right, but I ate, like, a fraction of the dose that I, you know, that I had. So I did know that it was supposedly stronger, and I, you know, relegated that dose down, and it still didn't help me that much. But, so that's the black market for you, because you can't really accurately measure a dose of magic mushrooms. But once we have legal magic mushrooms,
I don't know how measured psilocybin would be in shrooms if they just legalize. If they just fully legalize it, you can just like buy it from the farmer's market. I don't know that that would help with dose regulation.
No, no. What I've explained to you, maybe I didn't explain it clearly, is that in the marketplace, if you actually had competition, if you actually had the ability to sell psilocybin openly, you would have extractions. Kind of in the same way that
well,
you have extractions for
the
cannabis.
For the medicinal market, I believe that, but I don't really believe that people are necessarily willing to pay the amount of money it would take to accomplish that when they're near free to produce at random doses.
Well, no, it's not free to produce mushrooms. You have to, you can go out to cow fields and if you know what you're doing, and you're like a mushroom expert, and you can tell the difference between the ones that won't kill you and the ones that will kill you.
This sounds like a bad hobby.
You can go out and you can pick them, and you can get them for free. Otherwise, you got to buy spores, and you've got to put them in a certain...
At least kids today have the internet. I can tell you.
That's true.
If we went out when I was a kid, there'd be a bunch of dead kids.
Right.
There's cow poop mushroom. Let's forget it.
The professionals... I remember years ago, there was a big mushroom dealer that got busted in Sarasota, Florida. And I remember seeing the house getting raided. It wasn't somebody that I knew, but it was like... It was pretty obvious when it was going down and there was pictures and all that. And they had, you know, they had like fish tanks, basically, that they were growing these mushrooms in. I don't know if you need like a special kind of light. I don't know a whole lot about the mushroom growing process, but you do have to get mushroom spores and they have to have a certain, you know, there's a certain atmosphere or moisture or whatever that is necessary in order to propagate these things. So, you know, you do have to be a professional at this. It's not just it's not like weed. You just throw the seeds out in the backyard and the plants start sprouting up. There's a level of professionalism required for this. And so you would see this. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And now it looks like Oregon may have the chance to vote on it, possibly the city of Denver as well. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Magic mushrooms. Maybe you're against them being legalized. If you want to comment on that, too, you're welcome to join us. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.